So, Ms. Lukok, so what do you think the key curriculum of this course?
English 12 first peoples?
Yeah.
We learn about the history, but we mainly focus on the stories and literature and art and music of the first peoples. And it's important for us to get to know their story and their beliefs and culture so that we can bring about truth and reconciliation.
So what are students expected to learn?
Just what I said.
Oh, just what you said.
So we started off talking about identity, because that's very important in the indigenous culture. And then they did their own identity collages about their own identity. And then we read a story about an indigenous man who had lost his identity or didn't really know his identity. And he found it again and was very proud of his indigenous heritage. And then we've just been watching a movie called Beans, and that is about a young girl, a Mohawk girl, who is trying to find her identity amidst the Ochre Crisis, which was a fight between the Mohawk people and the Quebec people in Ochre. We have also done a research project, and the students researched the history of Indigenous people, the Indian Act, Truth and Reconciliation, all the different topics, and then did presentations.
Oh, that's very, sounds interesting.
And then we are going to study a novel called Moon of the Crusted Snow. Yes, and we will be doing some Indigenous poetry.
Oh, okay. What assignment and project will the student do in this course?
I just told you.
Okay.
They did research project, read short stories, they watched a movie, they're writing an essay, and we're going to study the novel, and they will do some poetry and maybe some art.
Okay. What are some like examples of literature that students are analyzing?
There's lots of different books. You can take a picture of the books if you want.
Oh,
you can't. Okay. There's lots of different novels.
Oh, wow. Okay, I see that's a lot of content. How the first people aspect of this course are integrated in the traditional English literature class?
It's a separate course.
Oh.
It's called English 12 First Peoples. But the other courses do use some Indigenous material as well.
Okay.
Yes.
How does the first people aspect of this course like made it like more stand out?
What do you mean?
I don't know. If so do you think this course will be more stand out for some student?
I think so. I think they are enjoying it. I think they are learning about the terrible things that happen at residential schools. I think they really are appreciating what the Indigenous people have suffered. Yes.
Okay, just four more. Does this course contain more oral and media learning, or is this more traditionally like?
I would say more oral and media.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
What is the most interesting topic that you think is covering this course?
I think it's all very interesting. Learning the history, I think learning their culture, art, looking at the artists and their art, music, and their stories. It's all very interesting.
What is your usual teaching style, like when teaching this course?
Well, this is my first time teaching this course, but I've been teaching grade regular 12 for a long time, and 10 incentive and 11. How would I say? I would say I probably do a lot of teaching, but the students then break up into groups and they will do some research and analysis. We do lots of writing, essay writing, story writing, tests and quizzes. Yeah, so maybe more traditional style.
Okay, so I see some mix with traditional style with project first.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Okay, now that there's a new requirement for credit in Indigenous Focused English 12 course, is there like a influx of students taking this course?
Well, let's put it this way. They cannot graduate unless they take this course. It's mandatory.
Oh, it's mandatory. Okay.
So, but they can either take it in English or they can take it in social studies. So they don't have to take both. So just, they have to take some Indigenous course, either in English or in socials. So I think a lot of students are taking it, I hate to say this, but maybe some of them are taking it because they have to. Some of them, I asked them why they were taking it, and they said they really wanted to know more about the Indigenous culture, so, which is nice.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. I hope that helps.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, do you need to put a picture on the website or anything?
No, we don't need to take a picture of you. We could take a picture of the novels.
Yeah, you can take a picture of the identity.